Excited to have with us former Tar Heel head football coach Mack Brown. Of course, Coach Brown moved on to Texas, winning a national championship in 2005, now doing some work with ESPN. Coach, thanks so much for being with us. Great to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be back in Chapel Hill. I've actually only been back about twice in 17 years, and it was so much fun yesterday with you and Corey Holiday and Rick Steinbacher touring the center, the football center, the Keenan Fieldhouse, and it was fun to see that it really is still relevant after 17 years, because we were building it when we left, and I thought it looked great. I was really proud to have walked in there and thought that we had a small part of it.
As you mentioned, you have not been back here very often. You brought your Texas team here in 2002, but the first time in kind of a more social way. Has this been an emotional trip back for you?
Well, it has, but we have so many friends here. And coming back, it really brings back more memories than anything else. I've seen so many. I just saw Reggie Love. I just saw Dre Bly.
Yep.
So many of the players are around here. Clint Waltney walked over and spoke. And Roy and I worked together the first year we were here, so I love Roy Williams. He's a great friend of mine, and I pull for him every time they play. Our two sons are over-the-hill Tar Heel fans, so they go nuts. We had to hide them some when they were in Austin or they'd get shot. But it's been fun to come back and think about the football time when we were here, to think about Coach Smith and Coach Guthridge, which I know aren't doing as well right now, but seeing their pictures up here today in the Smith Center was really emotional for me. I'm sitting with my friend Dick Coop. Bubba Cunningham's been unbelievable to me. I got to see Larry Fedora a few minutes ago. He just hired Gene Chizik, who worked for us, and Larry Porter last year worked for us, and then he's got Kenny Boyd. So it's like a homecoming for sure when we can see this many friends, and it's fun to be back.
There's a lot of excitement, Coach, within Tar Heel football circles about Gene Chizik and what he can bring to a Tar Heel defense that struggled last year. What has your experience been like with Coach Chizik?
He's smart. He will be very, very positive with the players, and he'll make them play better than they are. He'll line them up right. We had him for 2 years, and we won a national championship with his great stand on a 4th-and-2 at the end of the ball game, and playing maybe one of the best offenses in the history of football with Reggie Bush and Leinart and all those guys that were on that USC team. But even the next year, we played great defense, and if Colt McCoy hadn't gotten hurt, we might have been back in the same national championship game again. So, and here's a guy that's won a national championship as a defensive coordinator and won a national championship as a head coach. So he gets it, and I think he's a great hire for Larry.
What makes you proud about your time as the coach here in Chapel Hill?
When we came here, things weren't very good. It was a struggling time, and Coach Crum had a great run here, but in the end, it wasn't as good. And we had some real tough battles, and I'll remember the 2-20 and the stories and the fights that we had and all the freshmen we played. But to end up being 10th in the country and then 4th in the country our last 2 years, being able to help make the stadium relevant and make it bigger and better, and it's even better now. They've just added on to it, and it looks unbelievable. Being able to help raise the money for the football complex now that gives them a chance to recruit as good as anybody in the country, and finishing as the 4th-best team in America. The atmosphere we had against Florida State that last year was really, really special. So all of those things are proud. My granddad told me once, try to make sure that you leave a place better than it was when you got there, and we feel like we were able to do that.
Last thing, Coach. What Carolina has struggled to regain that status after you left. What needs to happen for the Tar Heels to be a consistent winner in football in your mind?
Well, I would say that Larry would tell you, let's get better on defense. They're moving the ball. They're scoring points like as good as anyone in the country. But you got to play defense. And I think that's where the hire from Nebraska is a great hire in my estimation. He's a really good football coach. I was able to talk to the guys about that yesterday. Gene Chizik coming in is such a huge hit for them, and I think that's all they've got to do is get better on defense and not have to score so many points every week, because it puts too much pressure on your offense to get that done. And I think they're headed in the right direction. I got to meet some of the kids yesterday, and they seem very positive and upbeat. It sounds like the strength program's going really well, so it sounds to me like everything's in place for Larry. Got to stop a few more folks.
Coach, it's really a pleasure to talk with you. Appreciate you coming on with us, and glad you're back here in Chapel Hill.
Thanks.